Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Previously on Will Call 'Em Pals, Maple, George, and Poplar continued their adventure in Chilliville. After helping, or hindering, a few local business people, and beating up an extraordinarily strange pal in the well, the boys head back to the playground for some good old-fashioned fun. Not only did they play on some playground equipment, but they also started their own Thunderdome and grinded out some XP. They tested out their newfound bonds with their pals by fighting three kids in a trench coat and their level 10 Lavamander. The fight was a tough one, but they were able to overcome. Now, we'll find out if they did enough to take on the Strong Boys at the Strong Boy Center on this episode of We'll Call 'Em Pals. Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. Continuing our playthrough of our unnamed story arc, I have Tim, Connor, and Stefan reprising their roles as Maple, George, and Poplar. I'm very excited to finish up our homebrewed Nintendo-style game here. I don't think we came up with a title yet, but we were calling them Pals, which is now controversial due to Pal World, but that's okay. We're going to keep marching on. And we're going to forego a question from our pod deck interview deck because I'm just too excited and I want to pick up where we left off. So you guys finish up the fight at the playground, and the playground seems to be thoroughly exhausted of action at this point. All the pals that were here have scattered away and all the items have been blown away in the wind, leaving the playground just a jungle gym and some toys.
All right, I think we got to get to the pal center because I need to wake my pals up.
Yes.
All right. So you guys head to the pal center?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be the best.
Do we see the nerdy lady as we walk by?
Oh, yeah. She's out there.
Can we let her know that we picked up the...
Oh, goodness. The three of you are back. You look a little more worse for the wear.
Thunderdome.
Oh, my.
We got the 10th pal.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Yes, you have 10 unique pals. Each of you can have a better pal trap then.
And she takes out three better pal traps and hands one to each of you. They are triangular, and you're actually going to roll 2d20 when you roll with them for a doubled chance of success. Ooh. When attempting to catch a pal.
Nice.
Nice.
That's most excellent. I hope you boys enjoy them. And, you know, next town you go to, maybe there'll be another research person who will give you another gift.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes open.
Thanks, Mr. Research Lady.
Thanks, Mr. Research. Yeah, we didn't learn your name.
No, you never asked. It's Michelle.
Michelle.
I'm not going to remember that.
I'm Lab Assistant Michelle. That's okay. I will remember you.
You already have.
I have. It's in my notes. I have drawn pictures of each of you.
Oh, that's intimate.
No, not like that. It's for research purposes only.
Can I autograph mine?
You sure can here.
Now it'll be worth money.
All right. Excellent. Very strange. Excellent. All right. Back to my birds. Adios, men.
Bye, bird lady.
Bye, bird lady.
It's bye. Michelle.
Bye, Michelle.
All right, bye.
To the PAL Center.
PAL Center.
You head into the PAL Center. There's a few less people here than there were earlier this morning when you arrived, but Nurse Euphoria is still standing on the other side of the counter, eagerly waiting to help.
Hello, Nurse.
Hello, Nurse.
You three again. Excellent. I am so glad to see you.
Frequent shoppers are back.
Yes, you must be putting in quite the effort out there.
Yep.
We are.
We've been having fun.
We set up a Thunderdome.
couldn't imagine what that means.
It means we have a lot of pets and pals that need to be woken back up again.
Oh, excellent. I have seen an influx of wild pals just arrive here that needed revivification. I'm going to guess that that's your doing.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. Give them here and I'll heal them back to full health. There you go.
All right. And all of your pals are restored back to their full HP, full uses on their attacks, and you are all set there.
Awesome. Boxing gloves. I just used, so give those back. I decided to use the Super Pal Punch on Rock Pet. I've decided he will be the fourth member of my team when I go to fight the Strong Boys.
All right. Rock Pet, you just kind of like set the gloves next to him, and it looks awesome. He looks like a googly-eyed pet rock with some boxing gloves.
That's awesome. Just what he needed. More apparel.
He looks happy. You can tell by the way his one eye googled up. And then back down, and then in a circle, and then the other one went the opposite way. Mabel, what level is your spider pig, Piglet? You have a 6 and a 4, right?
Yeah. Do you want my level 4?
Do you want my quick hopper?
No.
If I'm being honest, no, not at all.
I mean, I'll take the quick hopper, and I'll just send this.
You're just gonna leave the
bog frog off to pasture.
You're just gonna leave it here.
He can just go into the computer system and be available when you want him.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll take your level 4 if you want.
So we're gonna go take on the Strong Boy Center. Is that our next plan of attack, brothers?
Time to take out some strong boys.
Are they children or are they like adult? Are they adults like us, or are they like bigger adults, or are they like adult adults? Like,
we'll have to see.
Like the nurse downstairs.
Well, we're young adults, so they could be old adults or middle-aged adults.
Middle-aged.
You know, like in their late 20s. It's a short life here in our world.
Yep.
All right, so what are you guys headed to do?
There's a part of me that really wants to stop at this little Yoda house on the way over to the Strong Boy Center. What if he has some weird backwards words of wisdom that would assist us in our fight?
I'm down to check it out. I feel like that lady said that's where she was hanging out when she's not looking for a bird in the air, but I could be mistaken.
Oh.
Still down to check it out.
So I'll give him a little rap, rap, rap on the door.
Do you want to go? Like, I'm...
We've been dragging you along.
Yeah, you guys have just been dragging me around. It's fine. We had some fun. We got to Thunderdome today.
It's on the way. It's right over there. It's like almost. It's literally on our way to the Strong Boy Center.
Yep. Just make sure to watch the road when you cross the street.
I don't think there are roads and streets. I think it's just an open world.
Pretty much, yes. You go and knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Upon doing so, it automatically slides open. This house seems to be more technologically advanced than many others, and as you're standing in the doorway, there are a lot of flashing lights, a lot of beeps and boops, and it does look like a lab. And you can see a middle-aged, whatever that means, gentleman, sitting on a stool, and his hair is parted in the middle. He's got some spectacles on, and he is slamming his fists against the desk.
Oh my god, sir, what's the matter? Why are you so upset?
Because of those damned kids!
The ones in the trench coat?
Yes, the ones in the trench coat. I want to go and beat them once and for all, but my stupid pal is not strong enough.
Well, good news for you. We did it.
Well, that's not good news for me. I want to do it too. I need to crush them. They've embarrassed me 3 times.
Oh.
It shan't be a 4th, but my stupid pal is not nearly strong enough.
What type of pal is it?
It's a chipmunch.
Oh.
Are you trainers?
Yeah.
Well, are you up for tradesies?
Yeah.
Well, excellent then. Whatever level of pal you want to give me, I'll give you my chipmunch, which is one less than it.
Do you have anything, any... I'm very new to the pal world. Do you have, like, a pamphlet on your chipmunk that I can... Your chipmunch that I can read?
Yes. Although its stats will change, you can read its attacks and see its face. And the rest of it. You can see its whole body.
I can see its whole body. Look at that tail.
What does it look like?
Does it have any good attacks?
What?
It's got some good statistical attacks.
What is up
attacks,
with its face?
Which I really
like. It is just smaller than the Furl. However,
it looks like a Babadook.
When it opens its mouth, it has several rows of teeth that go back deep into its throat. It has a spindly tail. Its arms are so short, they're next to useless. However, it also does have some sparking coming from its fur. Sparkles. It has some sparks coming from its fur.
Yeah, I think I would like to take this chipmunch off your hands. You said it's the same level as the one that I have the highest level of?
It looks like it's one level below whichever pal you're going to trade me.
Perfect. Yeah. Can I trade, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a loglet.
Oh, excellent. Yes, a level 10. That's fantastic. This will do very nicely. So yes, you can have my level 9 chipmunch. I think that'll work out quite well for me. Level 10, that's just what the Lavamander was last time I fought it.
Oh, perfect. That will help very well against the fire, Mr. Scientist.
Oh, god damn it. I've made a bad choice again.
You have. I got you.
But it's all right. It's stronger. All right. Thank you, boys. And he runs out the door at a furious pace.
Does that thing have, like, really good attacks?
It eats the trainer whole.
It's got great stats. It's got 4 moves. 2 of them are 10 use. 2 of them are 20 use. One of the 20 uses is a boost. And then also being a level 9, once it turns level 10, it will turn into its second form if it has one, which I am very excited to see what a chipmunch turns into.
Awesome. Other than that, this building is just a lab. There's a lot of things that don't interest you or mean anything to you.
Any loose items hanging around that we can pick up because we're kids and... No, we're not kids. We're adults.
You're adults.
Are there any items around the lab that a cunning adult might find useful in their battle against the strong boy gym?
Everybody give me a roll to find something. Give me a
d20.
13. 2. 17.
George and Poplar, each of you find a basic pal trap.
All right, Mr. Doctor Man, I think it's time for us to go fight some strong boys.
Oh, he already ran out. He ran to find the 3 kids in the trench coat.
Oh.
Their trench coat might be a little less trench coat.
They probably ran to the PAL Center.
That would be a good idea. All right, well, yeah, let's go fight some strong boys.
All right, we kick open the door to the strong boy center.
The door bursts open and, like, there's this nice gust of wind and, you know, a lot of bright light comes in and filters into the Strong Boy Center in front of you. The 3 of you enter into the Strong Boy Center and you see 3 definitely adult dudes pumping iron on the main floor of the Strong Boy Center. And past them is another man, and he is pumping the most iron. He's got the kind of haircut where his hair is flipped up in the front. He's wearing a tank top. He's very oily looking, and he keeps stopping after every rep and checking himself out in the mirror.
All right. Should just walk right up to him.
Which one?
Do
you think it's the big guy?
You know what they say. You always got to go fight the biggest guy.
As soon as you take a few
prison
steps
rules?
In, the first gym bro here drops his dumbbells, and he goes, "Hey, yo! You stepping on the cracks? What, you don't care about your mother's back?
You need to try yoga."
This is the only decision the 3 of you have to make. Are each of you going to try to take out a single trainer? Or are 3 of you going to gang up on each one?
Can we 3v3 them?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Yeah, 3v3.
How many pal traps are they fucking rocking?
You don't know that.
Are you sure we can't tell whether real tight gym clothes? How many?
Oh, yeah. You know what? They have a belt clip. Yeah. So between them, between the 3 of them, they have 7 pals.
So if we take them on one at a time, we can use items in between. But we could probably just, you know, smack them up pretty good. I have faith in us.
I would prefer, I guess one battle is a good idea.
1v3? 3v3?
3v3.
3v3. Okay.
Brothers versus bros.
All right, and gym trainer Nick goes, "Mark, Tyler, get over here." And Mark jumps up from his machine and goes, "Hey, yo, look at these guys. They got no respect for the mudder." And he heads over, and then gym bro Tyler jumps up and goes, "Oh, hey, I needed a new spotter anyways." And he runs over, and the 3 of them throw their first pals into the arena. Okay, who are the 3 of you throwing out first?
I select Chipmunch.
I'm going with the spider pig.
Spiglet.
Okay.
I'm going with the crick hopper.
All right. Oh, yeah, I forgot you got saddled with a quick hopper, huh?
I just had a thought. Does this have experience from when you traded it?
Yeah, it does. It has 24 experience right now.
All right, what's everybody's ability?
My ability.
Agility.
Agility, is 11.
A three.
So it's going to, be the chipmunch first, and then it would be the pecket, the furl, the bobcat, then it'll be the crick hopper and the spiglet. This isn't going to be difficult at all to keep track of. Sweet. All right.
Do you want to write it down before we start?
No, I got it. Chipmunch, you're up first.
All right. I am immediately going to give my chipmunch steroids.
Solid. Its eyes go crazy as you do.
Its strength increases from 8 up 5 to 13.
Oof. All right. That's a solid fucking munching chip right there.
Oh, you had steroids. I forgot to buy those.
I think I found mine somewhere in a garbage pile or a dumpster or something.
Yeah, you got stabbed by a needle when you were looking in the grass.
Something like that.
Does a 9 beat your strength for the spiglet?
Yeah.
The pecket does a menacing squawk and reduces your defense by 1. Then the furl will go. And does a 9 hit the crickhopper?
Yes, a 9 beats my defense.
We fucked up.
We got this.
Yeah, we have a lot of items and whatnot. Yeah, we're fine.
The furl chars the crickhopper, doing 2 fire damage. Its little bushy tail spins around and it sends embers flying towards the crickhopper. And then the bobcat will go and it begins to rub itself on the ground in the arena furiously. Ties its agility so it boosts itself. So at the end of its rolling around, looks extremely pumped up. Its teeth are more menacing and its magician's hat is more sparkly.
Oh my.
And now it is going to be the Crickhopper's turn.
Okay. Who has the lowest defense over?
The lowest defense would be the Bobcat.
All right.
Which one has the lowest strength?
The Bobcat has the lowest stats across all of them.
So I've got a 10 to hit on the Bobcat.
Okay, that hits.
Perfect. So we are doing a pinch, which is a normal attack.
All right.
Does 1d4 damage. And that is a 1 damage.
But it is against a psychic type. Or wait, no, a magic type? No.
Yeah, it's psychic against magic, I think.
Yeah.
So
it's magic normal.
Normal is doubled then?
No, it is not.
Magic.
Normal. It's magic, not psychic. So.
Normal goat.
I was wrong. I shouldn't have muttered anything. So how much damage do you?
I rolled a 1. Yeah.
Okay. And you hit the bobcat for some damage. Let's see the spiglet.
I'm going to do more pig webs, which is a special attack against the furl. And I need to roll a 6 to even hit it. I rolled a 1.
What's your agility?
3.
Yeah, so that didn't hit. Okay. That's a miss on the more pig web. Then it would go back to the chipmunch's turn. Top of the order.
All right. Let's see. Chipmunch is going to use direct current to boost its agility by 2. Now boost is roll a d10. I got a 3. It is below an 11.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out after this because I think that's gotta increase with levels somehow. But yeah, because you'll never miss with a roll of a d10 agility of 11.
It's fantastic.
It is.
I guess so. I found the cheat code.
You did. You can infinitely increase your agility.
Yeah, so it's now up to a 13 agility.
All right, awesome.
For one fight though, right?
yeah, until the battle's over.
You will never get special attacked.
All right. The pecket would go next, and it flies high up into the air and comes diving down with its eyes swirling and its beak menacingly pointed at the chipmunch. It attacks with impaired damage, so does a 10 beat your defense?
It ties it. Yeah.
All right.
It got me.
Oh, that does 6 damage, so it's going to crit. So it does 8 overall. And then it would be the furl's turn. And it's going to attack the spiglet. Does a 12 hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that does 2 fire damage. So I think that's actually 4 because of the spiglet is a plant and bug type. Okay. And then the bobcat goes. Lurching out for the crickhopper. Does a 10 beat its defense?
It sure does.
Okay.
I feel like we just threw out bullet sponges.
So it crits, it does double damage, so it does 10 normal damage.
Okay. And the crit hopper faints.
This is rough.
I don't think we were ready.
No. I think you can do it. I have full faith.
That was just the first one. That was the crit hopper. He's kind of rickety.
Rickety cricket.
All right, and it would be the crit hopper's turn. So who are you throwing out next?
So I'm going to throw the buzzy out next.
All right, because it's a gym battle, we'll let you attack as soon as you have to throw in a new one instead of spending a turn. The gym will have some special rules, and that is one of them. So go ahead and make your attack with your buzz eel.
Okay, so then the buzz eel is going to use its mega bounce. So that's an 11 on the Peckit.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay, so I'm going to fly way up into the air.
All right. Now on your next turn, you will do damage.
Sounds good.
Spiglet.
I'm going to grab my Spiglet and shove an inhaler in its mandibles and spray.
Okay, and what's the inhaler do?
Gives it +5 agility until the end of the battle.
All right.
For one battle.
Yeah, that's solid. And now it's back to you, Maple, and his chipmunch.
All right, I am going to use Massive Chomp, which is a normal attack.
Okay.
And then attack would be impaired if I get it. So we're going to have strength of 13 plus 3, 16 against the...
That would definitely hit the packet. So roll twice and take the lower of your d6 rolls because it is impaired.
Oh, my dude's impaired as well.
Your dude's impaired on the attack, meaning he attacks with such reckless ferocity that his attack is impaired.
Gotcha.
However, I don't think you can roll low enough to actually not hit it. So,
That was a 3 and a 6. Oh, I'm sorry. That was 2d6 to see if I did attack.
Yes.
3 and a 4.
Yeah, you definitely hit. So now roll your damage.
So it'd be 8, 5.
All right.
Then I guess that's back to you with the impairment.
All right. You got some good damage done on the packet. And it is its turn. Who we got out here? The Spiglet? The Chipmunch. Okay. He is going to fly at the Chipmunch. Does a 9 hit?
You guess my defense?
Yes.
No.
All right. The packet, it kind of, you guys have seen this move before where it opens its beak slightly and tries to jab itself into another pal to suck its life blood out of it. It misses your chipmunk entirely and returns back to its spot.
Awesome.
Does an 11 hit the Spiglet?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said something else. I'm like, what?
It does. It uses its mayhem claws, so it comes at it, and its claws are just flying around, flashing everywhere, and it does 3 normal damage to your Spiglet. The Bubcat begins to purr loudly and pleasantly, actually, and it increases its own strength by 1. And it is the Buzz Eel's turn.
Okay, and the Buzz Eel is going to come screeching down and hit the Peckit for 3 normal damage.
All right. The Peckit is looking really pretty beat up at this point. The Furl has not been touched at all, and the Bubcat is also not doing so great. Actually, that's a lie. The Bubcat's pretty fine. Sorry.
Damn it. I'm going to more pig web special attack against the Furl. 3 plus 8, 11.
Okay. 11 does beat the Furl's strength. Yes.
Sweet. Target loses next turn or until it takes damage. Next damage is double damage against it.
Okay. So he will either take his next turn, or if he gets hit before then, it will come back into battle. But the next damage done to it is doubled. So great job. It is the Chipmunch's turn.
All right, Chipmunch is going to attempt to use Sparkler. Its fur seems to start having some sort of static electricity on the outside of it. And that would be 19.
A 19 will definitely hit. What's it? It will hit any of these. Which one are you aiming for?
I'm going for the bird.
Electricity does more damage to a bird.
Oh, okay.
It does double damage.
I mean, I think it's going to... I didn't need to. Yes, it's going to die. No matter who.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, or you could go for the squirrel. I mean, the squirrel is full health still and has double damage on the next attack.
I'll go for the bird. It's just 1d6 anyway. It's not going to be crazy. Cool. A 1.
So 2.
2.
So 2. Okay.
Anti-combat.
It would have been dope if it was like 6. 6. 5.
That's what we want.
That is what we want. The Peckett is once again going to try to attack the chipmunch, does an 10 beat your defense?
Yep. Ties it.
Okay. So it is going to fly in. It tries the same move with its beak as before. It lands. I don't know. Is there a limit to how many times things can blow up?
I don't think so.
What's your HP on your?
10.
The Peckett flies in and digs its beak in as deep as any Peckett has ever dug its teeth in before, and it sucks 15 health from your chipmunch.
All right, that is gone.
Well, shit.
Did it regain 15 health?
It only recovered back to its max.
Fucking hell.
Oh, that's fun.
What are birds weak to? Electricity.
Which, its max health is less than 15, so.
That's good to know.
The furl goes next, and its tail begins to spin in a vicious circle. And it is very distracting, and does a...
The furl misses its turn.
Yeah. The furl is... Yeah, you're right. The furl is all webbed up. The furl doesn't do shit. The bubcat, on the other hand... Begins to roll around on the ground again and gets itself very worked up. And when it gets back up, it's got some pretty heavy zoomies, but it is just waiting for its next turn. And Maple, who are you throwing out?
Maple selects Rock Pet, the psychic rock.
Fuck yeah. And you can attack on your turn.
Oh, right. Sweet. I'm going to try to use Super Power Punch, which is a normal attack. 15 against the bird there.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
And then it's 1d8 damage, and it reduces the target's defense by 1. I got a 6.
All right, solid damage and a reduced defense. Hi-ya! Fuck yeah. The Peckett is looking pretty shitty once again. It flies high up into the air and attempts to come down on the buzz eel. Does a 9 beat the buzz eel's defense?
Yes.
It hits for bird type damage for 2 damage.
So electric is strong against birds, so I just take 1.
Crack. Did you guys go?
That's why we kind of pointed at each other.
Oh no, I missed you guys completely. The bobcat went. The Peckett shouldn't have went. Let's just put you guys in the order now, otherwise it's going to get super fucky. I apologize. You guys can go now.
You're up, Connor.
I'm going to attack with the buzz eel for the shocker against the Peckett.
Yep.
I got a 13.
That hits. Yeah.
All right. And that's 2 electric damage.
So it hits for double, and it will be hit for 4 damage. So now the Peckett and the furl are both looking pretty beat up. Spiglet?
Do the ground attack against the furl.
Okay.
5.
A 5 total?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really low strength.
That does not hit.
Does it still go on the ground?
Yes, it still goes underground. It just won't hit. So it is gone for the next turn.
Awesome.
Rock Pet already went in this order. Peckett already went in this order. So let's go to the furl and the bubcat. Now the furl, unwebbed, attempts to distracting tail the buzz eel. Does an 11 beat your strength?
Yes.
You're going to reduce your strength by 1.
Did the furl actually lose a turn, or did we jump to our turns?
So then it's going to go the bubcat, and then it's your turn.
Right, yep.
Okay. Yes.
My strength went down by 1, right?
Correct. Okay. It is going to try to kitten mittens the buzz eel. A 14 hits.
Yes.
And it does 2 damage. That's normal damage. And now it would once again be the buzz eel's turn.
Okay. And the buzz eel is going to attack the Peckett. Is a 10 hit?
Yes.
Okay. and is one dice roll of electric damage. So two damage.
Slowly but surely, we are...
I believe that has it down to a three.
A four.
Oh, so close. I was trying to count it.
Oh, you are very close. Spiglet, you are gone for this turn.
Yeah, I would have popped out of the ground and missed my attack.
Correct. Okay, so you're back on the field.
Yeah.
Rock Pet, what do you got for us?
All right, I think it's time to start doing some heavy damage here. Is the magic cat still there?
The magic cat is still there, yes.
Awesome. I'm going to swing for the magic cat.
Okay.
Oh, wait, doesn't matter. It's a psychic rock, but I don't have any psychic moves, so never mind. Damn it. All right, that's not going to work. So I'm going to switch back to the bird. I'm going to try to get it with a little rock toss.
Okay.
Well, doesn't normal do more against psychic?
15.
Yes, but the bubcat is magic, not psychic.
Ah.
A 15 definitely hits the packet.
Awesome.
Now, please roll some decent damage.
3.
Yes, the packet is knocked down. It is almost down completely, but it is not out. Not yet. And it is going to menacingly squawk at the rock pet. Does a 14 beat your strength?
Yes.
All right, I thought so. You're going to reduce your defense by 1.
Okay.
The furl goes at the spiglet with his mayhem claws. Does a 12 hit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take 7 normal damage.
Spiggly.
And the bubcat is going to run over to the furl, and he purrs as he rubs his cheeks on it, and he is going to increase the furl's strength by 1. And it is the Buzzeel's turn.
And everything is still out here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
The furl hasn't gotten hit for 2x damage yet?
It has, yes.
Oh,
it
no,
has.
Yeah, that already wore
it
off.
Has.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to attack the packet again.
Okay.
Oh, darn it, that's only 8.
An 8 hits, yeah.
Oh, okay. And 3 electric damage.
The packet is finally knocked the fuck out.
Nice. Goodbye, bird.
Everybody gains 8 XP.
Oh, 1 more XP and my furl's at level 5.
The cricket didn't die. He would have made it.
Oh, the poor cricket. Yeah, dude, it would have. I did not realize how bad that spider actually was, either. I mean, like, it was good, but, like, it's all its stats were so low.
It's good in a group setting, I feel, as, like, a deterrent. But, yeah, you all got to be fighting the same one for it to really be efficient and... And then they're very low numbers of rerolls as well, so you just run out real quick.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw that. I saw it, like, on the board. Like, once I started looking at it, I'm like, oh, this was a mistake.
Trainer Nick replaces his defeated Peckett with a leaflet. Level 6.
There we go.
Who's the one that knocked it out?
I did.
All right. Furl.
What's the leaflet's defense?
8. It is also a plant type.
I'm gonna char attack it.
Okay.
Do I even have to roll? I have a 10 attack.
No. You do have to roll for damage, though.
Yeah. 3.
All right, which doubles that, and you've already brought it down to a very low health number. And then we're back at Rock Pat's turn.
Okay. I am going to... I guess I'm gonna swing at the old magic cat there.
Okay.
Because it's magic, and I'm psychic, so I would... I believe be doing damage.
Yeah.
Dexter damage. Oh, right. But I'm still only doing a normal attack.
Yes.
Boy, I just fucking cycled right back to that dumb thought. That's right. I'm still going to try to do it.
Okay.
All right. So 11?
11 hits.
Cool. I'm going to use the 1d8. 5.
All right. 5 is as good of damage as happened to this bubcat yet.
And then also its defense goes down by 1.
Excellent. Make it that much easier to hit. And then it is the leaflet's turn, and it is going to try to bluster at the furl. Does a 10 beat your strength?
Oh yeah. What's that thing's strength?
8.
I have a 4 defense.
Yeah, but what's your strength?
Strength? 10.
Yeah. Okay, so it still hits.
Yeah.
Your accuracy is going to be impaired on your next turn.
This thing's got such low defense that, like, pretty much anything hits it.
Does a 10 beat the Buzz Eel's defense?
Yes, it does.
The Furl attempts to char the Buzz Eel. However, it does 2 fire damage, which would get negated down to 1, I believe.
It would, because the Buzz Eel is a water type.
Fire versus water.
The Bubcat leaps at the rock pet, does a 13 hit.
Yes, it does.
It only does 1 damage, however, it does also reduce your defense by 1. And it is the Buzz Eel's turn.
These guys are juiced. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to go for the Bubcat. That's 11.
11 hits, yep.
Okay. And 6.
All right, blow that shit up.
6.
All right, keep going.
All right, so that's 13 damage.
Yes.
All right, and what move did you use?
The Shocker.
All right.
Put some tail behind that one.
Really, you know, the whole thing around it.
The Bubcat is replaced with a level 4 Skeeter. Who just went?
Connor.
All right.
I'm going after the
Furl.
The leaflet with the Furl.
Wait a minute.
And Char.
Did we get HP or did we get XP?
Oh,
or
not? Oh yeah.
Yes, correct. Everybody takes 7 XP from that.
Also, I rolled a 3 to attack this.
Just a 3? 10. 3 plus 10. 13. 13 hits, yeah.
No, 3 on the attack. I already have a 10.
Oh, all right. Yes.
Rock Pet has leveled up.
All right, fuck yeah. Leaflet has gone down as well and has been destroyed. Everybody gains 10 XP from defeating Leaflet, and you guys have knocked Trainer Nick out of the fight.
And Furl leveled up again.
All right. The Furl just took out the Leaflet, correct?
Yeah.
That would leave the opponent's Furl left. He's going to try to char the rock pet. Does a 13 hit? Yes, it does. And he sends some chars the rock pet's way. However, he only does 1 fire damage.
All right. That's not that. It's not that terrible.
The Skeeter is going to fly over, buzzing the entire way over to the Buzz Eel, buzzing its way to the Buzz Eel. Does a 8 hit the Buzz Eel's defense?
Yes, it does.
It sticks its long stinger into the Buzz Eel's rear end. However, it only does 1 damage as it pulls itself back out. And it is the Buzz Eel's turn.
Well, the Buzz Eel didn't like that one bit. So it is going to mega bounce on that mofo. Does a 8 hit?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm gone.
All right, up in the air is the Buzz Eel.
Nice.
My Furl is going to Mayhem Claw their Furl, and that is a 14 to hit.
That hits? Let's see some good Mayhem Claws here.
Squirrel fight. A 1.
Not great Mayhem Claws.
Sometimes all you need is 1.
But it is not this day.
Not today.
All right, Rock Pat, back to you.
All right. Who is the weakest link at the moment?
Definitely the Furl. He has been out here the longest. It's still the first pal that...
Tony. Right?
All
right,
we're gonna go for a rock toss then here. 12?
That hits.
Awesome. 1d4 damage. And that's a 2.
Okay.
2 rock damage.
The Furl is definitely on the ropes. It is looking worse for wear. So, Trainer Mark is actually going to recall the Furl and throw in his second pal.
He said there were 7 total.
And we've knocked out 3.
3. So there's still 3 more.
We can do it, guys.
And he lobs his own rock pet out onto the field.
Oh, no. Another rock.
Rock v. rock.
What is the rock pet, a normal psychic type?
The rock pet is a psychic and rock type.
Oh, psychic rock.
Okay. It is psychic rock.
Nice. Hey, which one were you? You were attacking the bug, right?
The bug, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, how's that work if he brings back the one you went to attack while you're in the air?
Then that thing, whatever's coming out, is getting hit.
Oh. That's true.
Okay.
And the Skeeter is going to fly over and does a 9 beat your strength?
Strength?
Yes.
Strength is 10.
All right. It attempts to deliver a disease into your Furl. However, it does fail. And it is now the Buzz Eel's turn.
Yeah, this Furl's a glass cannon.
Yeah, some of them are set up like that.
It is awesome, though. Like, probably shouldn't have put like all my stats into like attack.
That's what I did with the buzz heal. Everything has gone into strength. I did one into defense at some point after I'd gotten up to like 8.
Yeah, I got up to 10. Now I'm going into defense.
All right, the buzz eel comes whizzing down right towards the skeeter and does 3 normal damage.
All right.
Which is doubled because it's a bug.
Because it's a bug. With that, the skeeter gets one hit KO'd and is knocked out of here. Each of you take 8 XP from the skeeter.
See, guys, we had this. We just had to get rid of those damage sponges in the beginning there.
Mm.
I should have recalled the cricket sooner so we could have got some XP and then send him back out feeling better.
I am not happy about the old chipmunch being dropped so quick. I had every opportunity to feed him some soft drinks and I did not.
How much health did that thing have?
It only started out at 18 and then it got hit with 8 like right off the bat.
Oh, so
it got hit with like, yeah, it was down in 2 punches because they were 2 big fucking punches.
So you could have like saved it even with like the 15 moss.
Yeah, but it was exciting to have new moves, so I was just so focused on doing that instead, you know.
Yeah, that sucked. I did not mean to triple crit.
Oh, that was wild. It's fine. It's got to happen. I mean, you gave me every opportunity to be like, no, it doesn't work like that. But like, I want it to work like that because I want to be able to roll 3 fours in a row and see that shit stack.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I mean, Connor just got that 13. Like, that felt great from our end. So sometimes you gotta get your ass kicked in order to kick some ass.
That's right,
exactly.
And so with the skeeter getting knocked out, trainer Tyler tosses his level 4 bog frog into the arena.
Guys, be careful. Tyler just threw out a bog frog.
Quick, Connor, try to capture it. It's better than yours.
I am shaking in my boots.
So there is George. A level 6 rock pet and a level 4 bog frog left on the field.
What's the bog frog again?
A water type.
Just water?
Just water.
Okay. I didn't know if it was psychic.
And because we have been playing gym rules, the bog frog is going to begin to hop around rapidly, aiming at the rock pet, and does a 12 beat the rock pet strength.
Yes.
You're going to reduce your accuracy on your next hit or your next attack. And then it is the buzz eel's turn.
The buzz eel's turn. All right. Well, the buzz eel sees this bog frog and is like really pissed off and is going to give it the shocker. Does a 9 hit?
It does.
Okay.
Get it.
And that's going to be a 4 for electric damage.
Nice.
Is that a straight 4 or is that doubled?
The 4 would be doubled to an 8.
To an 8 with a beautiful shock, knock the bog frog out in one hit.
Well done, George.
Good job, George.
And you've taken the second trainer out.
It kind of makes sense it was that easy. We always saw how quick your bog frog went down.
I knew right away when I saw it, I knew what to do. Just literally anything.
That was smart. He's like your, well, not nemesis.
Spirit animal.
Oh, that's not nice. It takes more than that to get George down.
Yeah, he keeps his nose up above the belt.
Above the belt.
Above the belt.
Above the belt.
Everybody take 8 experience.
Nice.
And it is the Furl's turn.
The Furl is going to Mayhem Claw the Rock Pet.
Okay.
For 16 to hit.
That hits, yeah. And is that
normal?
Normal damage?
Oh, 4. Oh, dude, I'm supposed to roll an 8. I just want to keep the 4.
Get that 8.
Ugh.
Get that 8.
Dude, the 4 is so good. It's a 3.
Well, all right.
Can we go with the original 4 even though I rolled the wrong die?
I will give... Yeah, because you rolled a 4 first. I will give you no less than a 4, which, as this is psychic and that is normal damage, that does 8 damage, knocking the rock pet out.
You're lucky. I know some DMs that would just take away the entire damage in general because you didn't pay attention to what dice to use.
Dude, I got a 4 and an 8. Like, I don't. Yeah.
It happened as one podcast I was listening to, and it changed the entire aspect of what happened. And the DM was like, you got to pay more attention. And
I would have been so.
Like, and that was a game where they were knocking out players permanently. You were just off the podcast. No, it was fantastic. It was really intense. I had to send it to Riley because I was like, dude, look what these people are doing. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I feel like that would like start a fist fight almost.
Not if you're the second one to die in that episode and no one's died in a while. Yeah.
The Furl returns to the field as the last one left. Everybody take 8 XP from the defeat of the rock pet.
Yep.
And the Furl stands alone now against the 3 of you. And it would be the rock pet's turn first.
Yours.
Yeah, hold on. I'm mathing. It takes a while.
My Buzzio leveled up over here to level 6.
Oh, shit.
Caught this mofo at level 2.
Damn, dude.
I feel like Thunderdome.
You caught a lot real quick. Or you like, you know, filled your belt up
pretty
quick.
All right. I am. Shot your load. I'm going to use my super pow punch, hopefully.
Okay.
Ooh, an 11.
11 hits.
Nice. All right. D8. And it would bring the target's defense down by 1 if I succeed. I do a damage and bring that defense down by 1.
How much damage do you do?
1. Same. Hey. Damage.
And that is enough to knock out the Furl, who is on his last HP.
That's good, because the rock doesn't move very far.
And everybody takes another 8 experience from that.
Ding, ding, ding. Up to level 6.
And the 3 gym bros, Nick, Mark, and Tyler are like, hey, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. I thought we would have had a better time at 3v3. Hey, I'm not too pleased here. We got to go over to the PAL Center. We'll be back. And they run out the door.
Suck it, nerd.
Yeah, do better next time.
Leaving only gym leader Chad. We're going to take a quick break to listen to an ad for another show on the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network that you are sure to love.
Hey there, how's it going? I'm Carl, and this is my drive-in movie theater. Been running this place for 10 years now. Business has been really picking up the last 6 months, which is great. The first 9.5 years, though, not so much. Julie! Get Josh on the radio and tell him to pay more attention to trucks! I just saw 3 kids hop out of the trunk of that blue boat of a car over there. I mean, come on, Josh. Remind him what we've talked about, Julie. Holy biscuits. I wish I had the A-team here tonight, but they're recording a new episode of their podcast, Paramusia Theater, and I can't be mad because it's a good show and those kids deserve to have fun. They work hard. Not like Josh. I gotta keep that kid on the ticket window or he eats all the popcorn. And he thinks I don't know, but I do know. I do know, Josh. He leaves marks everywhere. I can track him with minimal effort. It's why I started putting more butter in the popcorn in the first place. Anyway, you make sure to go listen to Bamnesia Theater, a podcast all about seeing if the movies you remember being your favorite still hold up. I don't want to spoil anything, but the first episode is Rocky and Bullwinkle, and that's a movie that I had never seen before. Didn't even know it was a movie. It's a classic TV show. Why did they want to make it into a movie? All right, I gotta go. Got a business to run. Make sure to listen to Paramnesia Theater, available wherever you can get podcasts. I'm Carl. This is my drive-in movie theater. And remember that every spot is the best in the lot.
So I haven't even brought the Seahorn out, so they're at top form, and I just leveled up the Buzz Eel, so, I mean, he's got full abilities. He could use a little bit of health, but I can remedy that. Do we want to just take on Tony, or do we want to go back and...
I'm good. I don't need the fucking spider. My Furl's still good. How about you, Tony? Or, Tony?
Maple.
Maple. Tony Maple.
Maple. I forgot about that nickname you used to call me.
Maple Tony.
Yeah. Tony Maple. That was when we would play Mob and Innocent Bystanders.
I don't know. Those gym bros got me thinking Mafia for some reason. I'm sorry, man.
No, that's okay. If I remember the rules of the gym properly, you cannot leave without restarting the process. Or do we have to fight the trainer right now, or can we run to the pet center?
So I've been wondering about making that a gym rule along with some of the other special gym rules, but I'll leave it up to you. And in my experience in the original source material, you can leave the gym and go to the healing hospital, hospital place at any point you want without repercussions.
What you got going on over there?
I could go either way. I've only lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 health, and I have 16 now, so I'm at 11, and then the Seahorn is good to go. But we could also go back and heal up all the way and have other, you know, bullet sponges.
I lost the spigot, but I got cocaine and energy drinks, so...
Have we all only lost one?
Yes. Yeah, I lost Chip Munch. So all I have, though, I got a Spiglet, which will die pretty fast. And then I got a level 7 Ewok and a level 6 Rocket.
You still have 3 left because you have the bonus pouch. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we could just go.
I mean, I can give you, like, do you need an energy drink?
I have 5.
Oh, why don't you just slug one into your rock pet's mouth? Port.
Oh, no, the health isn't that bad on the rock pet at all.
Oh.
I'm only down 2.
I got the mysterious white powder if we really need to bring something back in.
You can revive things with a mysterious white powder?
Revives one fallen pal. Full health. Uses only once. Yeah,
let's use that.
Oh, it uses on a move. So we could either use...
No, it recovers full uses of all moves as well.
Oh. So, like, I mean...
Well, you guys have lost things as well.
Yeah, I lost something that I don't need to bring back.
Okay.
The cricket was not super beneficial. Like, I would bring it out, but we're...
I can kill... Like, you
would only get a little bit of experience, and it's not really going forward.
Do you want to go into... How about this? If you want to bring back the... If you want to bring back your squirrel, or your... What's the thing called?
Chipmunch.
Mm-hmm. If you want to bring back your chipmunch, then, like, dude, we could even do that inside of the battle. All you got to do is open up your paddle thing, and then you sprinkle this dust inside of there, and they get all...
I think you should just do the dust now.
I was going to say that we don't waste a move where we could be attacking.
All right, here's some dust.
Boom. Thank you.
You hear from up on the platform that's higher than the one you guys are on.
Oh, yeah, look at those gains.
Oh, God.
We got mad gains down here, mister. We just went up several levels, and now we're coming for you.
He, like, turns, and his head snaps, and you hear a whoosh when he does. And he stares at the three of you.
If you think you're tough, what are you waiting for?
I don't really know how to get up there. I was kind of thinking you were going to come down here after we whipped all those guys' butts.
He does a front flip off the stage.
Does he land?
He's limber, too.
Perfectly.
Wow, for a big guy, he can kind of still move.
I was a gymnast once.
Well, that dream has died. Prepare to go further down. Guys, help me out with this one. I only knew the first one.
That dream's...
I don't know, you could do something totally different, too. I just feel really put on the place. This guy's large.
I'm no dream. This is a nightmare. And he throws out his loglet.
Kind of like what you're packing. And I throw out my pearl.
I've got big stones. And I throw out my rock pet.
Come on. Do it. Yep. Do it. Do it.
Here's my eel. Watch it wiggle.
Fuck yeah. All right. So he has a level 10 loglet out against a...
I drew the gloves.
I see that.
But it really just looks like it's got awkward ears.
Oh, I thought those were oven mitts.
Like, they're boxing, like, gloves.
Oven mitts. Right.
Well, that's good. Okay.
They're perfect.
Your boxing gloves are oven mitts.
Who are you guys throwing out?
Pearl.
The Buzz Eel.
And the Rock Pet?
And the Rock Pet.
All right. The Loglet has an agility of 11. Does anybody beat that?
I got a 4. 7.
Oh, 3.
So we're going anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise. Does a 16 hit the furl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What?
The furl has like 5 defense.
The loglet produces a bunch of mushrooms that fly off, hitting the furl. This is a plant damage, so that is 7 damage to the furl. So I think your fire type, so you'd actually take half that, right?
It works backwards?
Yes.
Yeah, cute. So what's half a set?
Round up, so take 4.
Okay.
And then I don't remember who's after that.
Me.
I think the buzz, yeah.
It's the anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise, yeah. What the fuck am I thinking? All right, furl.
I'm going to attack back with char. 16 to hit.
That hits.
And 2, so 4 damage.
I hate loglets. I've seen too many of them. They're all the same.
Okay, and the Buzz Eel is going to use its normal attack, the Mega Bounce, and shoot way up into the air for a 12.
12 will hit when it comes back down, yes. Rock Pet.
All right. I'm going to try to do the Super Pow Punch.
All right.
That would be a 12.
12 hits, too.
Okay. So I'm going to throw a D8. Got an 8.
It explodes.
Right? It explodes.
Yeah. All right. Fuck yeah.
Explodes.
And a 6.
So 14.
14, and then his the defense there is reduced by 1.
Fuck yeah. You hit the loglet for some really significantly awesome damage. Rock Pet coming through with its new boxing gloves.
Have you named your Rock Pet yet?
I mean, I thought Rock Pet was its name.
No, you can give it like another name. Like, you can give it a nickname. You can give it a nickname. Like, that's just the type.
But then I'll never be able to find it in my PAL computer.
That's true.
Because I'm not going to remember the nickname.
You just write it up next to his name.
I've tried that. It doesn't work as well as you'd think.
Oh, Maple.
The computer sorting system is very specific.
I'm going to call him Mr. McGoogler.
You're nicknaming my Rock Pet?
In my head.
I don't want you to do that.
Why?
Because that's not his name.
This is Mr. Snaps, Mr. McGoogler, Mr. Squeaky.
I guess just don't talk about it in front of Rock Pet, because Rock Pet's very excited about its name being Rock Pet.
Okay.
Look at those happy little eyeballs. Look at those joyous hands.
As you're all discussing this, the loglet, its vines and its leaves around it begin to bluster up, and it sends a whirlwind of different foliage at the furl. Does a 18 beat your strength?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have impaired accuracy on your next attack.
Damn it.
Which I believe is now.
So impaired is like roll twice and take the low?
Correct.
Okay. 12 to char?
12 still hits, yeah.
Two on the dice.
So 4 damage. And it is the Buzzeel's turn. And you come down for damage, don't you?
Yep, the Buzzeel's right. Coming screaming down from the top of the Strong Boy Center for 1 damage.
Boink.
Well, it's something. Rock Pet, what you got?
We're going to do a rock toss. 13.
Hits.
And 3 damage.
You watch a rock psychically hurl itself into a log, and it makes a nice heady thud.
Are loglets hollow?
I think it depends on the log.
Was yours hollow or solid?
Normally solid. It depends on what I had the night before.
The loglet hunkers down and increases its defense back to its maximum, so it is back at 12 defense. Furl.
It's gonna keep charring it. Oh, 11 misses.
An 11 does miss.
I'm gonna go for the shocker. That's also an 11.
An 11 misses. Rock Pet, what you got?
We're gonna try the old Super Pal Punch with a 12.
12 hits.
Awesome. We're gonna chuck the D8. And we got a 3.
3 damage. All right.
And another defense lowered by 1.
All right. Back down to 11. It is going to send some deconstructed paper cuts your way and does a 13 hit.
Yes.
Okay. It only hits you for 2 plant damage. Very ineffective paper cuts. Right. And we're back to the furl's turn.
Gonna try to char it again. 16.
16 definitely hits.
That's a 4.
All right. That explodes.
That's a 4.
That explodes too.
That's a 3.
So you do 11 damage, which is 10 more than necessary to knock this loglet out. And it reverts back into its pal trap. Each of you take 11 XP.
So this cute little fuzzy thing just turned around and like opened its mouth and shot like way more fire than you think would ever come out of it.
After the loglet, gym leader Chad throws a snap gator onto the arena. And this is like the toy that you were playing with earlier in the day. It is a turtle-bodied animal, but its head has like a sawtooth shark bill that also has teeth in it. Its shell is covered in spikes, and it is a pretty heavy-looking water and normal creature.
Level 5 to level 6 is 40 XP, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
So it did level up. It went from 5 to 6. I did my math very badly. I had 49.
All right, it'll be the Buzzeel's turn.
All right, so seeing something that looks like a water type, I'm going to use the shocker. Does a 10 hit?
It does not. And it is the Rock Pet's turn.
When I try to attack and it doesn't hit, I still lose a use of the thing, right?
Yes.
Rock Pet, use Hunker and regains 1 health.
All right.
That was exciting.
All right, the Snapgator pops its head into its shell. And out of the shell, in its place, comes a geyser of water aimed at the furl.
Oh.
Does a 12 hit?
Yes.
It hits you for 10 water damage, and you're going to decrease your agility by 1.
Knocks out my furl.
Furl has been K the fuck owed.
And out comes Turducken.
And I believe it is the Turducken's turn as well.
What do you have out? Buzzeel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use Sparkle on the Buzzeel.
So is it a special attack? It's a boost?
It's a boost.
So roll 1d10.
10. And then...
So it says if it's lower than your own pal's agility, it's a success.
My agility's on 11.
Oh, cool. So it is.
I think this one might be broke.
That's all right.
For the boosts, because I think that they just automatically happen.
That is the reason why the magical turducken is magical.
The turducken is the sh...
There are drawbacks to just about every one.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a support character.
But there's also some pretty good advantages, so... And then it is the Buzzeel's turn.
Okay. So the Buzzeel is going to try and launch another electric attack for 16.
That hits.
Okay. And then that's 2 electric damage, 4 electric damage.
Solid hit. You see his shell light up and some sparks go flying off the back of his spikes. Rock Pet.
Rock Pet is going to use the last of his normal attack, the Super Pal Punch. 12.
12 does not hit.
Oh.
And the Snapgator retreats its head and arms into its body, and it begins to basically cartwheel across the floor towards the Rock Pet. Does an 11 hit?
Yes.
He does 3 damage. That is 3 normal damage.
Perfect.
And it is back to the Turducken's turn.
If I boost in accuracy, that's a double roll, right?
Whatever target you boost, they're going to roll 2 and take the higher.
Okay.
I did not realize that attributes refresh after a battle. So I was like, this was my third battle where I hadn't.
Oh, yes. They all return to normal after.
I thought it was only when you go to the center.
I'm going to have my Turducken attack with Furious Pecs. That's a 9.
A 9 does not hit.
Yep.
The Buzzeel's got some sort of buff, doesn't he?
Yeah, the Buzzeel has got +1 to all of its attributes.
Oh, solid.
And that gives me a 11.
To hit?
To hit.
And 11 does not hit. This thing has very high defense, which is something that maybe should be game planned. Rock Pet.
So it turns out that technically I have 2 more of those Super Pow Punches left. So I'm going to... Or actually... No, I've used...
Yeah. Uses of moves don't refresh after battle. Only attributes do.
Oh, okay. Then I am 0.
If you leveled up, they refresh.
That's correct.
We'll get there. Nope. Nothing happens. I got an 11.
Okay. The Snapgator comes at the Turducken for a 15. Using its Bone Crusher move, it slams its shell onto the magical Turducken, doing 3 points of normal damage.
I have nothing to lower defense. Does anyone have any... creature that lowers defense?
No.
I do. My Seahorn can do lower defense.
Get that fucking thing out here.
All right. Let's do that.
I'm going to...
I forgot. I have rice balls. I'm going to feed my rock a rice ball.
On your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to boost with Sparkle Rock Pet for... That's a 2. 11 beats 2. Sorry. You get +1 to all your attribute ability and things.
+1 to all attributes?
Yes.
Okay. That's sweet.
Told you, Turducken can't do damage, but it can help.
Yeah, it's like a bard.
It's a bard bird.
How high is the defense?
15.
15?
Ooh, get your fucking thing out here. We need something to bring that down.
All right, I'm going to switch and call out my Seahorn.
All right. Gym rules, you can attack on when you put out a new pal.
Okay, so I'm going to use my special attack, Ice Cube. And so that means I'm going to break down with my agility +1d6. So that's 13. Does that beat the strength?
It does.
Okay, so that's -1 defense.
All right, reduces it down by 1. And now it is the Rock Pet's turn.
He's going to eat a rice ball and recover back up to 5 moves for the Super Pal Punch.
Awesome. The Snapgator pulls its head back into its shell. Does an 11 beat the Seahorn's defense?
Yes, it does.
It does 9 water damage to the Seahorn and reduces your agility by 1 as a geyser of water comes flying out, critically hitting the Seahorn. And it's back to the Turducken's turn.
I'm going to charge attack. Is 12 to hit?
A 12 does not hit.
For strength?
Oh, right. Yes. Sorry, special. That's a special attack?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
So it reduces target's accuracy.
Drops that down to impaired.
Is it my turn?
It is.
We'll go with 1 more Ice Cube attack right now. That is a 8.
An 8 does not accomplish what you're hoping to.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
Rock Pet.
I'm going to switch Rock Pet out.
Okay.
For Ewok.
All right.
I'm then going to use Pitfall, which is a special attack. So it'd be a D6 plus my...
Agility.
God, that's not really good. 13?
13 beats the Snapgator's strength, yeah.
Awesome. Special attack, reduce target's attributes, all of them.
That makes its strength a 9, its defense a 13, and its agility an 11. It retreats back into its shell and begins to cartwheel around, and seems it's supposed to multi-attack on that, and we didn't do it last time. What I'm going to do, it's going to try to attack all of you. It attacks with a 15. Does that hit everybody?
Is that with the disadvantage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, with disadvantage.
Oh, no.
That's a 12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it still hits.
Yeah, still hits. Still hits.
All right. Everybody takes two normal damage as its cartwheel cuts across all three of you.
Okay.
And then we're back to the turducken. Do we have the starting three pals out right now?
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't happened in a while. Feels good. All right. Let's see what you can do.
Turducken's going to sparkle boost the Seahorn for 1 against 11.
Definitely helps. What are you doing, Seahorn?
I'm going to use Ice Cube again, and that is going to be a 13.
Yes.
So that's minus 1 more to the defense.
All right, that brings its defense down to 12. Ewok.
Water creature? Water type?
It is a water and normal type, yes.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to try to use a normal attack, which would be a 13.
13 does hit. You guys have lowered his defense down to a much more manageable number.
Awesome. It's a 1.
So 1 damage?
Mm-hmm. It's a 1 normal attack.
All right.
So that would be 2, right?
No, you have to whack it with electricity.
Oh, I did it backwards. Shit. I'll do it next time.
Hit it with the power.
See, electric is against water. And then normal is against... Oh, bug. Yep.
So if you use an electric type attack, it will do double damage.
I used the wrong one.
And then it's back to the Snapgator's turn. It leaps high in the air, coming down with its shell. Does a 13 hit the Ewok?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's going to try to use its Bone Crusher move. It does 7 normal damage.
All right.
And now we're back to the Turducken.
Hey, George, did you by chance buy any of the white powder from the gas station guy?
I did not.
Damn it. All right. I'm going to boost Birdsong the Ewok so you get advantage on your next roll.
I get advantage on my next roll?
Yeah, because it's 1 against 11.
The Ewok has... improved accuracy on its next attack.
Cool.
I just see the turducken singing Christmas carols.
And they're making everybody pumped.
In like a
pump the fuck up.
Yeah, but like replace like all like the melodies with like birds chirping.
What do we got going on over in George's turn?
For my turn, I'm going to retract my Seahorn and bring back out the Buzz Eel.
Okay.
And we're going to launch a shocker for a 12.
12 does hit, yeah.
All right.
Do some fucking decent damage here.
That is 3. All right. So 6 electric damage. Now, Ewok, it's your turn and you got advantage or improved accuracy.
Yep. So we're going to go for an electric attack, just a standard attack. I got a 6 and a 4, so that would be a 15 and 17.
Both of those hit.
Awesome. Well, I can only use 1. It's a D4. Got a 4.
All right, blow that shit up.
Got a 3. 7 total, and it's electric damage, so it'll be 14.
Your Ewok lets out a mightier electric charge than you've ever seen it let out, and it hits the Snapgator, who fries and sizzles as this electric hits him, and his head hits the arena floor, and he lets out one last breath before reverting into his pal trap.
Nice.
Way to show the gator.
Everybody take 14 XP. And gym leader Chad yells out, "No, that wasn't supposed to happen. What the hell, man? My pals were so much stronger than your puny pieces of shit."
Oh, well, that's a sore way to lose.
I haven't been this mad since my brother fell in the well.
Did we win?
Your brother fell in the
well?
Wait,
what?
Ooh.
Is his name Jimmy?
No, his name was Brad.
Oh.
Well, I hope you find him. Now that you got defeated here in your Strong Boy Center, you've got plenty of time to search for him.
I guess so. It's been so long. Like 20 years. Anyways.
Maybe don't go looking for him.
I guess you boys, I mean, young men, have earned these. And he gives you 3 pins, 1 for each of you. He said, well, that will allow you to handle any pals that are between levels 11 and 15, which is super helpful. If you don't have this pin, then they don't really respect you or trust what you say. And you'll also be able to carry one more pal around with you. So, you know, that's usually pretty handy. I wish I had brought more to this fight. I left several of them at home today.
That wasn't a good move.
Really stupid.
His name was Chad, right?
Yeah.
I'm the Mega Chad, bro.
I'm just going to hide behind the two of them.
We won.
You did win. And so congratulations.
3 brothers have defeated 2 brothers.
There were 4 of us. Oh, you meant Brad.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
See you later, Chad. Have a good day.
You guys don't want the money?
Oh, did you never. Hello, Brad. Chad?
Chad. Brad.
Yeah, it's $500 for each of you for beating the gym.
Well, that's rad, Chad.
It is rad.
That's pretty dope. So wait, you were just walking around with like $3,000 on you?
No, that's like $1,500. Usually people don't win. I keep it in a safe. It's over here. Hold on. Takes him a very long time to count. You see him start over like several times. 1, 2, 3. So after several minutes, he comes and brings you each a stack of $500 bills.
Sweet. Wow. This is a good day.
Did we? We got rid of mom's cookies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like we don't got to send her money anymore?
No.
Yeah. Sweet. Cool.
I was kind of always in it for the adventure.
Oh.
An adventure we have had.
We have had an adventure, but we also have to still survive.
We can go back to the house now and just hang out there.
But maybe the PAL Center first and hang out there. And yes. Not the park.
Yeah, not the park.
Not the park. Too many galoshes.
Too many trench coats.
See you later, Chad.
Bye, Chad.
See you, Chad.
You know, with that pin, the world is your oyster, really, men. You could go anywhere. Not many people have a pin to say they beat the gym. Anyways, that's all I have. I have to close down now.
That sounds about, you know, the best thing for you at this point.
I'm going to go get some chili.
Oh,
see you guys.
Bye, Chad. Have good fun luck with the chili. You want to sell us your gym?
It's not for sale. I'm going to get stronger.
Oh, okay. We'll buy it after.
And he goes running off into town. And it's just the 3 of you left outside of the Strong Boy Center.
So, way to go, guys.
Yeah.
That was well done. We did that a lot better than I thought we would.
Oh, yeah. It was good to see our original pals all out there. We haven't seen them in a while.
They did work well together.
Yeah, it'll be sad to have to let them all go and head on home.
We're not.
I don't know if I'm ready to go back home. We've only gone to the first place down the path.
There's more places down the path?
You didn't see the map?
I don't look at maps. You know me, guys. The space is just whatever room I'm in, that's the space. Whatever space I'm in, that's the room, you know.
But we're outside.
Big room.
Well, let's go to that littler room over there, get our pals fixed up, and then figure out if we want to eat or just kind of hang out forever.
All right. To the PAL Center.
To the PAL Center.
And the 3 of you make your way towards the PAL Center. And as you do, the screen fades to black and zooms out. That is where we're going to end our unnamed PAL Nintendo intellectual property inspired story.
Huzzah.
So good job, guys. You beat my gym battle. Only took us 6 hours.
Had to grind a little bit.
So much more shenanigans than I thought.
It was fun to do the grind. As soon as we started playing, I was like, we got to go to the Strong Boy Center. But then all of a sudden there were many plot points. And I was like, well, I mean, yeah, let's see what's up with these plot points.
Yeah, I didn't know how else to balance it very well because I was remembering that you guys all had some very low-leveled pals. And I was like, this would be a very terrible gym experience if nothing had any health to it.
We've played podcasts where we've lost before.
Had you continued not taking down the Snapgator's defense, it very much would have killed you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going through my characters. Like, what do I have that can help this? Mm. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I think it would be fantastic to continue playing. I'm quite invested now in the grind of leveling up and seeing where it goes. It's always a great style.
Right on. I guess that's the big question. Hey, what could be improved overall in the system?
I think the imbalance of certain things where it's like, hey, it wants you to roll a dice, but like you automatically win.
Mm.
Like, I think that's a little bit weird sometimes.
I agree.
Yeah, maybe as you level up, there are certain dice that has to increase. So it has to go from a D6 into a D8, so you are doing more damage, but you still have the odds of not hitting high every time or something like that.
Right on. Okay.
Or sometimes it drops lower, so you really have less of a chance. You really got to fight for it. Mm. I don't know.
I mean,
any thoughts from you, Connor?
I think maybe some adjustments to the leveling up mechanic. I feel like there was a part where I was like, oh, these ones that I caught early on, I should have just killed them for the experience early on and waited until we encountered some that were like higher level. Because like grinding out that eel was worthwhile. It was, you know, fulfilling to get those many level ups. But still, even at the end, he was not, you know, had two abilities. And the electric shock did come in handy a lot. Not going to lie. KO'd a lot of things with the eel.
Yeah, so I guess there's certain things as far as like statistics that would increase the speed of completion, but at the same time, that's hard to pull off in this style of game.
So it is very hard, because when I think about like all the times I've played Pokemon, it is pretty much exactly like this experience, which I probably based too much about this system on like, oh, you do need to grind. And the shit you do catch first is the shit that you put into a box and never ever look at again. But the opportunities to catch them are more frequent in the video game that this was adapted from than I guess in the game itself. So
I mean, or you did the traditional thing where you'd had like the low level mon out first and then you swapped it back for like your higher level and just destroyed the thing so that you could get like slow XP gain so that you could slowly get your character to get to thing. Forgot how grindy that game was.
Very.
Have like a Highlander thing where you could just kill the lower level, you know, pals and absorb their energy. Mm-hmm. Like, I sacrificed this level 2 frog to gain its essence.
Oh, that would be a whole new dynamic.
Okay.
That would get dark real fast.
Yeah, I'll take some notes on that.
I don't know if necessarily like sacrifice, like something, there was something we killed where it's like, oh, maybe they, you know, you gain.
You see George out there fucking whacking sticks. Getting frogs, getting frogs. Murdering a bunch of frogs.
All right. So I guess my big question is, would anybody play this again?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would love to see where it goes.
Shit, man. I'd keep playing. So the one thing I would say is change the age. Like, fucking 9-year-olds. Like, dude, that made so weird.
It was intended to keep an innocence part of the story there and to provide some, like, you know, more creepier humor in there as well.
Yeah, but you can still have creepy humor as an adult. You just don't feel as bad saying it.
You don't realize is that the years in whatever place this takes place in is actually, like, 13 regular human years.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no, that's way too many.
Yeah, you're actually 87.
Like, 4.
So we're dogs.
Well, I guess that's that, and we'll have to find out what happens with this sometime in the future. And until our next episode, we will see you next. Whoa, that was terrible. All right, let's try that again. We'll
see you next Tuesday.
You've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend. for some good old-fashioned grinding. Not that kind.
You can die of dysentery. It's like the Oregon Trail here. Did we give the one guy dysentery? Is he gonna die?
Potentially the whole community.
Oh, we wiped out a town.
Turns a chip munch turns into a rug munch.
Where the hell is this coming from? Like, I checked the weather so many times.
I thought it was supposed to rain.
I didn't think it was going to be doing anything by this point.
I'm glad I didn't ride my motorcycle.
Yeah, me too. You would have been screwed.
That would have been fine.
I had a flash flood warning on my phone when I left. That's what I had.
I do have a winter advisory warning. Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Maybe it wasn't an Amber Alert.
Maybe it wasn't.
It's the fight
music. It is the fight music.
How come, like, theoretically, in my head, I'm like, why can't you just attack the human?
Because then there's no game, man.
That would go well. 3 9-year-olds versus 3 dudes that have been benching iron all day.
You could have the buzzy, you'll give him a shot. A real shocker. Did you just hear like
that's my stomach?
A pigeon? It sounded like a pigeon.
It's my stomach. I'll address it later.
That's some interesting stomach sounds.
And his head snaps and you hear a whoosh when he does. It's kind of like crazy eyes.
Sorry.
I think your dyslexia is evolving.
Yeah, it's going to my ears now, not only my brain.
Oh, it's never going to miss.
Nice.
Just realized that's pretty unfair. I'm going to change that because that would be really fucky. He'll never, ever, ever, ever miss. Okay.
Did we kill his brother?
No.
He went back to the PAL Center.
Was he training the fucking swamp things?
Oh, do you think he drank the water and was mutated?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He said his name was Brad, and the thing we
fought
was a Bradpole.
It was a Bradpole. So, like, was he drinking the pond water?
Or else he fucked a frog, and that was his kid.
Oh, my.
Oh.
All right.
I
could have done it like Average Joe's Gym is what I should have done. That would have been fun.